As you look at the holograms of an astrolabe and our Millery sphere laid out on a table in front of you, you use what you remember from observing Frin and Leloyd, who were using this machine before you. And though you don't fully understand how it works, you manage to change the view. The shape of the hologram shifts, and you're holding a small hologram of a leather-bound book with a tassel bookmarking the center. There's also a set of numbers and letters just floating in front of you now, which you aren't quite sure what they mean, but they read 0990ATW2-44-98. The book in your hand has no cover, but the word UNLOCKED in all capitals floats in a centimeter in front of it, like a projected title. You feel the weight of it in your hands like it's real. Do you open it?
Yes.
You open the book, and unlike a real book, it opens to the bookmarked page with little effort, and a small pen appears beside it on the table. You see someone has written in this book, like a journal or notebook, and at the top of the page is a similar set of numbers and letters.
0990ATW2-45-1.
And what appears like a journal entry. Do you continue reading?
Yep.
The entry says, "The person with neck tattoos and an eye piercing came back the other day. I can't help but admire the shapes. Is that weird? I feel like I'm holding back more since the cell. I want to trust like I used to, and love like I used to, but a world that punishes that is doing something to me that I don't like. I want to go home. I miss Tenebis and Gish D. I still haven't figured out
stop.
Gish X.
Stop. Stop, okay. stop. Anya. Anya closes the book, realizing, oh shit, this is personal.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a ship's log. This is, I think Anya hesitates and cracks it and then closes it again, you know? Just like, no, you know what? Let's not do this. And let's go of the book and takes a step back.
A few moments later, something that resembles a clock appears with words floating above it. Reminder. Stay motivated, and numbers ticking down. Two buttons appear in front of the clock labeled Play Attached Audio and Dismiss.
Anya watches as the numbers tick down, and about how long is it indicated?
I don't know if you can read this time signature. Like, it's numbers, and they're ticking down, but you can't really read. You can figure out that it's like something is changing every second, but you can't read what it is changing to. So you don't actually know how long.
I think Anya looks at the numbers and lets out a deep exhale.
A moment or two passes, and it's then that you hear from behind you, what are you doing? As Fren, who is holding a bowl of fruit and yogurt in one hand and a spoon in the other, stands in the doorway looking at you with a nervous and almost embarrassed look on their face.
Oh, hi. I was just, I was just seeing, you know, we don't have anything like this. I just wanted to understand and see. I know that you've shown the stars before. It's just incredible. I figured, I mean, I didn't touch anything or there's a thing with number I don't know what those are, but I don't think I did anything. Hi. Cool fruits, huh? Tasty? Is that, having a snack?
Is that my diary in your hands?
Oh. I mean, yeah? Yeah, I guess it is. I didn't know it was yours.
They walk over to you and not aggressively, but take the book out of your hands, lay it on the table, do something, and it goes from unlocked to locked and disappears.
I read like the first four words or whatever. As soon as I realized it was something personal, I closed it. I promise.
They blush.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to stress you out or scare
you. It's fine. I should have locked it. And you didn't read.
I shouldn't have peeked, so.
I mean, is it okay if I mean, do you like music? Wait, that's a dumb question.
I love music. Yeah. Why?
Okay. I guess I thought I would play some, and they sort of gesture at the thing counting down.
Oh, is that like, I can't hear anything? I don't know if it's playing music right now. Maybe that's like a thing that's...
No, I would hit the button. Oh, it's like the buttons are the things in front of them. They're not real buttons, but like you can
no,
push
I,
them
I got like... that. I got that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you, sure. Yeah. I'd love to hear some music. I don't know if it's like, have you, you've been around, you've heard ours. I don't know if it's any different, but I'd love to hear what your kind of music sounds like.
It might be a little different.
That different can be good. So, yeah.
Frin is going to press the button. Anyone who doesn't have a connection to a phonia, please deafen yourself.
Oh. Well, okay. Okay. Bye. Bye. Just, I don't know, message me when I'm...
So... Frin is expecting you to hear music. Frin presses the button, and you don't hear music. What you hear is a pre-recorded message that says, "This is message number 626 for coordinates R1.38412-S3.84332 with encryption set for all descendants of Aphonian survivors. Sent on the year 001 ATW, if the new time system still exists. This is a warning. The convergence has left us devastated. Beware the encroaching storm in our Kilo Anum orbit. They have poisoned our goodwill and used our knowledge in perverse ways. Our trees are dying. Our futures are shrinking. We sent an envoy with whom all attempts to send word to have failed or been ignored. Their final broadcast told us the leaders of Sonaru have twisted the technology we have gifted them into weapons of domination. They call power preservation and preservation stagnation. Our efforts of hospitality have resulted in all living cord from sprout to mature adult to begin to wither. But if you can hear this, then our efforts have worked. Our efforts to raise a new species that attunes with a new harmonic of cryosynthesis will have not been in vain. I know I will never see them fully grown, but I have to hope. I have to. I will turn my love into hope so that the future may feel love too. What I mean is, I'm... not sure how much will have been passed down or what stories remain, but please carry this knowledge with care so that when the next convergence comes, you do not repeat our mistakes. Do not go to Sonaru, and if you do, be prepared to defend yourselves. I've attacked attached a plain text document with all the data needed to help with divergent breeding in case of an emergency. Whoever you are, I wish you good health and clean water. Farewell. Friend looks at you. Actually, I don't know if Friend looks at you. Friend's kind of just like sitting on the table partially, like the hologram table partially, like leaning, sitting, you know, looking down at the bowl of yogurt in their hands. And I think they sort of catch themselves and they look at you and they go, pretty, right?
That
was it not good?
No, it that was it. I'm sorry, I don't understand. What was that?
I mean, it's music. You don't have to understand it. That's the point.
I know what music is. That wasn't that. But it was just words. There wasn't...
What? No, what? What?
It was... Friend, I don't... I didn't hear music. I heard someone talking. What sounded like... like a diary.
They pale, put the bowl of yogurt down, and kind of just stare blankly.
What was that?
That's the reason we're here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. The reason you're here? What do you mean?
We're here on a mission that isn't a surprise, right? We're not just here for fun.
Please don't patronize me, friend.
Sorry, I just...
It's okay. I just need you to tell me things plainly, please.
I think Laloid should know about this. I don't know if I...
Friend, I just... Please, I need someone to not be hiding things from me. And I think Anya starts to head down, turn to leave.
As you start, I think it's when you start to go, they're like, whoa, wait, please.
Okay.
Okay. We're here to establish a non-chronetic signal back to Aphonia. We need to set up communications ahead of time before the convergence so that we don't make the same mistake and so that we're ready if we need to be. But I don't know if we'll need to be. It's just precautionary.
What do you mean, convergence? What? Please, just...
The convergence. This isn't known? How do you think we got here?
I don't know. I guess I got caught up in being glad you were.
They sort of turn their body so that they're not looking at you anymore. Like they're like half facing you and you can kind of see them like swallow, like gulp a little bit. What he says is, I guess I kind of just assumed, well, I thought this world was more advanced than it is. I don't mean that to, I don't want to like offend you or anything. and they turn back to you. I mean, you've heard it, right? Like, how did that happen if you don't even, if that wasn't even common knowledge now?
Well, things are different here, and we don't have stuff like gesturing around the room. This.
But you do. I mean, I haven't seen it, but you, what does it mean then? The message?
I didn't understand half of it. I don't know. Like,
oh,
it just,
right. Sorry. You listen to something on repeat and it, you sort of just internalize it.
Uh-huh. So you know what was said then?
Yeah.
Okay. Friend, should I be worried?
I don't know if I'm the right person to ask that. I'm often worried. So I feel like yes, but I feel like Gish would be a better person to ask. She's a little bit, like, calmer, at least in situations like this, I think. I mean, I haven't seen her in situations
okay.
this. Listen. I mean, I don't know really what the situation is or anything.
Friend. And Anya grabs Friend by either side of the cheeks and says, "It's okay. It's okay. I get that there's some things that you don't know how to explain. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just, if there is someone to ask, then I guess telling me to ask them is a good start. Thank you."
No, wait, I can.
It's okay. I trust you.
Let me go with you. I'll get Gish and Lloyd. They'll want to know about this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about maybe 5-10 minutes later that I think actually what happens is Frin just pushes a button and says, like, connect with Gish and Lloyd. And like three or four seconds later, you just hear Frin continue to talk. You don't really hear a response. They just say, "Yeah, can you get up to the star charts? Yeah, it's Anya. Yeah, they heard the message. Like they heard, like they understood it. Yeah, yes, I understand. Yeah, I know. But can you just come here, please?" Thanks. Okay, thanks. All right. Yeah. Look, we'll talk when you get here. And then like 5 or 10 minutes later, they get there.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Dudes.
I think it is Gish who gets there first and is like out of breath. And then she stands there and Friend's just like, "Lloyd's not here yet." And Gish is just like out of breath and like, okay, thumbs up, hands on knees, bent over. Lou has finally understood what has happened.
You okay?
Shh. I'll be okay in a second. Whew. Okay. And then I think Lloyd appears a couple moments later and is like, "Friend, what are you talking about?" And looks at you. And as a reminder, Lloyd's quite tall. Gish is very short. Like Gish is like
5 foot nothing. And then Friend's like small, but like compact. Like there's a lot of them. So I don't remember if Anya's like super tall or not. But how do you compare, just as a reminder, physically?
Anya's like tall-ish. Okay. Pretty solid build, but yeah.
Okay, so you're probably as tall as Aloyd, just about. Definitely taller than Frin and Gesh. Mm-hmm. So I think it's... I think they're just looking up at both of you. What?
I said I could take him if I had to.
So they're just looking up at the two of you. They're mostly looking to Aloyd. It's very much a look like, what are we going to do? And Lloyd says, Frin has told us that you understood our objective, or the message, rather.
The message, yeah, but the objective, no. Frin mentioned there was stuff, but couldn't give me the full picture. So that falls to you two, I guess.
What we tell you cannot leave this room, do you understand?
Listen, big guy. If what you tell me endangers my people, then I'm sorry. But if you need me to be discreet, then I'll... Yeah, then you have my confidence.
That's appreciated. We're here because our world was destroyed. We are not here to seek revenge. We are not here for any sort of retribution. We are simply here to make sure it does not happen again.
What do you... Wait. Are you saying we destroyed your world?
I don't know the full details. I was not alive 1,000 years ago, obviously. Well, maybe that's not obvious, but it is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess things have been weird, so I appreciate the clarification, but...
I think Friend just like stage whispers, they were trying to do a joke.
I wink at Friend.
Aloyd says, what we know is that the cord went extinct at one point and we had to breed a new species. And over generations, we did it. And as a result, we have more recently come into an age of prosperity that we once were in before. We once again have the cord. And that's how we came here.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're standing in one. It's this, and gestures at the ship.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess. I'm glad that things are back to the way they were in a positive way, but I don't understand what that has to do with...
With this planet.
Yeah.
We don't really know what happened here. What we know is what happened on Aphonia. One day, the cord just began dying out. And through some medium, some intellectual type, of some sort long ago seemed to think it was because of the cord that came here last cycle.
So what have you come here to do?
We are here to establish a device that would allow us to communicate with our home without interference from any sort of alternate cord signals, though I would have expected more of them to be here, or any really. But
yeah, this is the first giant glowing broccoli I've ever been in.
It's a plant.
Oh, so is broccoli.
I heard rock, me, Claire.
I kind
so that
of
makes
like
more
that
sense to me. Do you understand what it means that you heard that message?
Do you think I understand it? Okay.
I don't want to patronize you.
I know. I get that. I'm a little out of my
It means
depth.
That whoever came here 1,000 years ago, you are descended from them.
Wait, so you're saying... What are you saying?
I'm saying that as far as encryption goes, you count as an Aphonian.
That's news.
Yes.
Neat.
It is.
I guess.
We didn't think there were any survivors.
Survivors? What did you think happened?
We don't know. The communication was cut. We never heard back. Do you understand why we might be a little worried this time around?
Of course. And I wish I knew more about our history and could help you, but I don't. And I don't know why I share your blood, I guess. I just...
1,000 years is a long time. Don't concern yourself so much with what you do and don't have. Sometimes the way encryption works is just a mystery, even to the sender. I don't know if they even thought that this was a possibility.
Regardless, if your world is at risk, if there's another event where your world might die, I don't know what that means for my planet, for my people, but if you're trying to get to the bottom of this, I'd like to help. I have a duty to my people, but I think Anya looks at Gish and Fren and sort of lingers on Fren for a second, but then locks eyes with Leloid again and says, "And you're my people too now, so."
That's very sweet of you to say. And I think it's Fren who actually speaks up here and is like, "Well, actually, there might be something you can do. Will you accompany me to a dance? I mean, like, it's like a mission. It's just a mission."
Yeah, if it's... Listen, if the dance suddenly has someone speaking in my brain, I might be a little bit upset about that without warning, but...
What? Why would someone speak to you in your brain?
Because the music, right? You said music. It wasn't music. I'm just saying.
That's an audio file.
Okay. All right. Listen. Listen, buddy. You
don't have audio files? You don't have audio files. You don't know. Like, what is an audio file? You have radio.
Why would
you don't
someone
have
love
plain
sound?
Text
That's weird.
Messages? Sorry?
Audio files. Why would someone love sound? That's just weird.
Yeah, I'd listen.
Like,
I love
could
music.
Love it,
I don't know what the issue is.
I'm just making a weird joke on audiophile.
AUDIO.
Got it. Yes, I see. Boo. Boo.
Ignore me. I heard.
That's
I heard
my
bad pun, and I had to take it.
That's my 10-second delay coming back.
Yeah.
Listen. I might not know all the. Fine. Yes, I'll go with you. All right. I'll go with you. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we're almost done. We just need one part. And there was a person who came by a couple weeks ago who said that they thought they knew a way.
Wait, there's someone here that knows about all this?
Yeah. Gish and Leloid were saying you met them. At least when they met you.
Oh.
You know Bellamy?
Yeah. I mean...
Great, that makes this easier then.
Okay. Yeah, let's... Are we going now? Do we... When is...
No. It's, It's in a couple days.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with you. And I don't... If we're going to work together, all of us, I need to be able to trust you. And I feel like you telling me all this is a demonstration of that trust. And so I think it's only right that I tell you that I'll have to bring some people in, just to help out, just so they know. Obviously,
how many,
you can
says Leloid.
Just Argus.
Oh, yeah, I like Tiffany, says okay. Leloid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might...
I don't really know Argos that well, but I know that you helped us save Frin here. Pat's Frin on the back, Frin's blushes.
Yeah, of course. I'll have y'all explain it, because I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit out of my depth, but we can make sure that they understand that it's to be discreet. I just didn't want to tell people without telling you first. Oh, and there's one more thing. I don't know if y'all can do this.
Oh, but, no.
just don't freak out if not. And Anya transcends.
They all take a step back, but like just a step. Just like, I mean, you summon what is essentially a gust of wind inside and like transform. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of described your transformation, but like from
like
an outside observer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what they see is a swirl of shimmer that sort of separates from Anya's body and becomes that indistinct sort of haze as Anya becomes more than just that solid physical being of iridescent light and and gold, and yeah, it's like seeing dust motes in sunlight, and the glimmer of sun on a pond, as Anya sort of awkwardly smiles at them.
Frin is looking at you like someone looking at a beautiful gem. Lloyd is just like sort of arms crossed, like nodding approvingly, like, huh, okay, all right. And Gish is like a little confused, eyebrows raised. And that's the reactions you're getting.
Mm-hmm. So is this, can you all do this, or?
Nope.
Oh, this is kind of awkward. Not all of us can, but, I just figured, you know.
But you and Argus and Tiffany.
Well, I can. That's all that matters.
Okay. But that is why you want to tell them.
No, I want to tell them because I need people here. People of my people from here that can help. You're from out there beyond the sky, and I know you've got incredible, well, this, right? Motions around, but you're not from here, and we might need help from people who understand this planet too. I mean, I can find any path, and I can, you know, I can kick ass when needed, but I think it's important to know when to ask for help, and this seems like it might be the time. I'll talk to them and bring them here. I don't think I can explain everything that you've been going over, but I do have to talk to them myself first. So,
I think they're like not gonna give you any resistance. Mm-hmm. And I guess just to conclude, I want to make sure, do you feel like you had a follow-up question that like I answered? You know, we mm-hmm. kind of played it out more like a scene, but this was an answer to your question.
It sure was. I think Anya, with an exhale, sort of re-solidifies, and that shimmer sort of fades. And looks at all of them and settles on Frin and says, okay, thank you. And turns to leave. God, I hope I didn't reveal something to people that are gonna make me regret it later, but okay.
So you want to do an investigation? Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all are almost at max investigation.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But really, I just want to connect it to Tiffany's project. Just for, you know, to direct it. So I think I have to kind of reverse engineer that. And then in that, I think it's going to be kind of a perceive or something like that, in that I want to either meditate on it further and try to differentiate how a memory feels, like something in the past, versus how this vision of the future feels to Argus. Pretty much like he's trying to do, and this could be an internal thing, he's like trying to do a check the facts kind of deal, or like an inventory of how he feels or how the world around him feels in these moments. Like maybe it's presented as he's trying to better get a grasp of like when he is in the present versus in the future versus like experiencing a memory, like it's just him trying to develop tools, kind of like Inception, how, you know, in Inception where they have like tools to tell like if they're in a dream or not, like he wants to kind of develop that for himself. But then maybe by doing that, he discovers something about how those visions feel or how they, what is propelling them, what is actually powering them to be sent to him, kind of thing. That's poorly worded, but that's kind of my thought there.
You did say build something, which makes me knee-jerk towards long-term project, but I think it's more that you have developed something already that you're using, whether it's a technique or whatever that you're saying. Like, if you want this to be a long-term project, it would be a bigger outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like what you're doing is analyzing this thing.
Yes.
Whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're spinning a top or... I don't know what it is. What is it? Just like...
Like, it could just be, like, he's hearing the whispering of a wind or something, or...
Right. Or, like, or the ambient noise feels different.
Yeah.
It's or like, there's a buzzing yes, the ambient air. Noise. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It feels fuzzier.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Or something, right? Yeah. Like, if you were to put it into words, it would never fully explain what it was. But yeah, that makes sense. So this sounds like analyze.
Great. And here we go. That's a 2.
Well, I mean, you only have... Right? Yes, you get 1 question from your playbook.
All right.
So you are at 2 away from having full investigation.
No! So close. Okay. My question is, so should the question, I guess, can it be any question, or should it be more about the actual experience of the memory or about the storm in general? Like, I can't remember if there's supposed to be guardrails around what the question, the gather info should be.
If it doesn't make sense, I'll tell you, I guess. Like, I'll be like, how are you learning this? Like, it, based on what you're doing, you could learn a vast amount of different information, because it's this, like, at least what I'm imagining, you're sort of like slipping into a trance. Like, what are you physically doing?
I consider it like going into a trance or something when he's trying to, like,
yeah. So whether you're sitting or standing or whatever, this is like almost like the mind's eye of like this weird time shit. So yeah, what do you want to ask? And I'll tell you.
Okay.
I can answer it.
I guess, what is already in motion here?
What is already in motion here in reference to the experiments that Tiffany is starting?
Yes. Yeah, please.
Okay. I don't know if this is any new information to you, but Tiffany is on the verge of becoming the forefront expert in the storms. Tiffany is on the verge of making a breakthrough that would launch her into a position of at least power, like via knowledge, like authority through understanding. It is the path that you are scared of. It is the path that you are, I guess, quote unquote, here because of. It is the path that is like ignited this weird time travel stuff of you having these visions of the future / past / now / what is a vision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that helps. That I could see that almost as him like kind of meditating, feeling like, these things I'm seeing, are they directly down the road of time from me, or are they at a branch? But it really sounds like this is like you're on the highway and you can see it in the horizon. And if you keep going in this direction, you're going to hit it. And I think that's a pretty good.
And if you had a follow-up question, I could answer that more specifically.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, that's great. Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Then I guess it's just Tiffany. You have 1 more.
What have I done so far? I've helped Anya recover.
Investigation, offer vulnerability, and help recover. And long-term project. Oh, wait. That no, you have 4. Done 4.
So, never mind. Okay.
That was it. It was on a new line. I didn't read the new line.
Ah.
So you did do four.
And then Anya also has all for vulnerability and intimacy if Anya chooses.
Yeah, and we said no.
We'll see based on the scene that just happened. So,
well, there's a couple things, and then we're going into the mission. The first one is that who wants to go first, Argus or Tiffany?
I'll go. I can go.
Yeah, please go.
Great. I think you're just heading through the city for some reason, and not going too far, but you're just like above ground, maybe on your way to the ship at one point, and you just hear like, hey, psst, hey.
Hi?
And there's like a voice coming from like an alleyway.
I will look. Hello?
And I think like Bellamy steps into the light and is like, I need to talk to you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
Looks around. How much do you, the player, remember about Bellamy?
I remember that Bellamy was part of the Greys. I remember that Bellamy learned the wrong lessons from how things shook out. I remember that Bellamy's last name is Lestrand, same as Aaron Lestrand, head of the Fur Elite. Or, yeah, the person who came on over the announcement. So I assume there's some relation there. I remember that Bellamy had a very difficult reaction to learning about what was going on with regards to the bomb. That's about what I remember about Bellamy.
Great. Is that about what Tiffany remembers?
Yeah.
So Bellamy pulls you aside, and without really much hesitation, is like, how do you feel about helping run the city?
Well, what? Sorry.
Look, there's something going on behind closed doors at the Fur Elite. They're trying to gather some sort of backing, and if they go through with this, they're probably gonna take what was Archibald's seat. Now, I don't really know you, but from what I've heard around town, you're kind of in charge of your whole community thing. So it's you're probably better than basically any one of them. So, you know, lesser of two evils. And I was just thinking, you want to do something about it?
Tiffany looks like a deer in the headlights.
Someone who's like, you are the lesser of two evils. Like
that's being like, not
I am
even
not a huge
thing.
Fan of you. Yeah.
Like, it's mostly like, well, yeah, we'll keep going. No one's in charge of us. I'm people have been asking me a lot of questions because there's a lot of fear and uncertainty, and I give them answers which they like. I'm not in charge.
That sounds like you're in charge. Will people do what you say?
Probably.
Great.
Okay. And
do you have a nicer outfit?
Hmm?
Do you have a nicer outfit? What you're wearing right now is not very nice. This is a formal event. And you want to make a good impression.
Yes. Okay.
If you're going to get backing, you need to impress people.
Oh, okay. I have a nicer outfit from when I was a student.
When you were, oh my god, a student? What?
Yeah,
like
university.
Some sort of school outfit?
No, university, like a nicer outfit for when I was going to faculty events and things. Well, not faculty, but like I wasn't faculty, but you know, when there's like nicer.
No, I never did that fancy stuff.
Fair enough. I studied in Terrenial Major for several years.
Whew, big shot.
No, just a meteorology student.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you're going to wear that and you're going to go to this address and she like writes something or they write something down and hand it to you.
When?
A couple days. It's on there. It's in a couple days. Like it has the date, has an address.
Should I be alone? Should I bring some people with me? What's with that?
Bring anyone who can talk you up.
Okay.
Oh, and come prepared with a speech.
A speech to do what?
To explain how you're going to make the city better than the fur elite assholes.
Okay.
Oh, you might want to do some studying on them.
Sure. Is there somewhere I can
just
study?
Wing it.
Oh, okay. So what can you tell me about the fur elite?
They're a bunch of asshole aristocrats that think they're better than people just because they have money and resources.
And why aren't you among them? I mean, you got the same last name, right?
She pushes you up against a wall and like arm like under your throat sort of thing. What do you mean?
Well, didn't you? Can you let me down? This is not very comfortable.
What are you trying to say about me?
Lestrand, that was the guy, the announcement, right?
After a maybe longer than you would like pause, they let you down again without saying anything for a second. And then they go, yeah. Yeah, that's my dad. He's an asshole too.
Oh, okay. And is he in charge of the fur elite?
He's in charge of the house, but he wants to be in charge of the fur elite. There's no leader right now. That's the thing. There's gonna be an election, but they're only really considering house leaders, which is a closed door event. But people don't know about this event, so if they did, and someone got the support, and then exposed that, you could get the masses' support. And you're, like, just weak enough that people respect you.
Thanks. So wait, am I making a speech to court the fur elite or the people?
You're going to want to get support from at least a couple houses, but there are going to be some closer people that you could convince to spread the word.
Okay, can you give me a quick overview of your plan here? Because I'm struggling to put it together from the bits and pieces you're giving me.
You're going to go in there, you're going to win them over, you're going to make sure everyone knows who you are, you're going to make sure to tell people to go out and tell people who you are and that you are going to do a better job than the fur elite at running the city.
And them
people
in this case
people are already looking at the fur elite as the leaders. You just need to get in charge and then turn it around and say, nope, you're going to do what I want. And you're going to get rid of them or something. I don't know.
That sounds very, coup-esque.
Yeah, exactly.
You're directing me to stage a coup as an outsider with no support in this city but what I can make in the next few days.
You have support. Not all of it. But people are starting to know your name.
Tiffany blinks vacantly. Just perplexed by this declaration.
You and Argus, I mean, Argus saved a bunch of people in a giant falling building. The name's on everybody's lips.
Huh. Okay. And so I'm going to go into a meeting for the Fur Elite to try and get the backing of some of the Fur Elite members, but also disseminate knowledge of all of that to the people of Fine Zone? okay, so like stoke resentment among the common people by calling out the Furleet for doing a thing that everyone kind of knows they do, but no one likes, and just be like the conduit for that anger and resentment?
Exactly.
Okay. That is playing with fire, surely. Well.
All right, I have to find someone else.
I guess someone's got to do it, right?
Oh, that was a quick face turn.
Well, I'm just trying to think through, you know, it's weird that it's me, but I guess if it is going to be me.
Yeah, I agree. It is weird that it's you. Anyways, I'll see you there.
Do you spend all your time, like, are you deliberately hostile to people, or is it just an off-the-cuff thing?
It's kind of rude to say, you know.
It's also kind of rude to call me the lesser of two evils and say it's weird that's me.
Look, you come into the city, and you bring a ton of people to deplete the resources, and you start telling people what to do, and you think you're innocent, and I can't be a little straightforward with you.
You bomb my friends and I can't be direct with you? Like, what's with the hypocrisy
that
here,
That was
friend?
A setup. That wasn't supposed to happen.
And I'm not supposed to be here with 30,000 people desperate for a home and resources, and here I am. We're both
Great,
just
so
trying
nobody's
to do the
perfect.
Best with what
I'll
we've got.
I'll see you there.
I'm just trying to figure out why you're so hostile, friend.
Maybe it was how I was raised. You'll never know, because I don't really want to tell you.
Well, fair enough, I guess. I'm just... Look, this is an opportunity, I guess, to try and help a lot of people, so I'm going to take it, because everyone is kind of desperate and scared, and no one knows what's going on right now. And you come to me with this plan, and I guess I'm going to go for it, which is a surprise. And I'm just trying to figure out where you stand in all of this.
Let's keep our business private, okay? And make sure to do something about your hair.
Sure.
And I think they are gonna turn to leave at that one.
Sure, Bellamy.
And Argus, you're the last one. Yeah. So, what is your mood right now? Like, just one day, what is your general, like, if you're just carrying things from one place to another, what is going through Argus's mind? Like, are you daydreaming? Are you, like, alert?
Let's see. He was very angry last time. He did a lot of yelling, and so now he's probably not so mad. How would he be feeling? I guess, he'd probably still be worried or anxious, but also I'm sure he's not that, alert or vigilant, because perhaps he's just totally, like, exhausted at this point.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he's hangry. He's walking around. He's, tired. So I don't know if he'd be daydreaming, or maybe he is just thinking, you know, he's still thinking about that vision. Maybe a little distracted.
Then, I don't know if you physically run into these people, but there are two people sort of just in front of you looking at you. One of them is a tall, curvy lady with rosy, pale skin tone, with tall, fluffy hair going in all directions, dyed black at the roots and turning into an ombre of bright pink and sky blue at the tips. She's wearing winged eyeliner and black lipstick with a lobe and two helix piercings on one ear, a rose-colored crop top with white shorts and black stockings. The other one, which looks more bored and arms crossed and a little more of like an upset look, is a short and extremely pale woman with an eyebrow piercing, two conch piercings with heavy eyeliner on both upper and lower lids. She has a shaved side and blown out snow white hair down to her elbows. She has a collar on, or a choker, and a gray crop top that's grayed out at the bottom, as well as slim black pants and combat boots.
Yeah.
And these are just two... they're both... well, one of them's short, one of them's tall. The short one looks bored. The other one looks like... interested, if you know what I mean. Like, like one hand under her chin, propped up by like elbow on other hand, like looking you up and down.
All right. I think he's so distracted. He almost walks into them. Yeah. And then yeah. Looks up and goes, yeah.
Hi, I'm V. And the other one says, and I'm V. And we'd like to invite you to a party.
Wait. Both of them have the same name?
Do you say that?
No, no. So sorry. I honestly, like, blanked out. Invited to a party? Yeah, I guess he, like, stares blankly for 2 seconds and he goes, a party. What
yeah,
kind of...
Yeah, do you want to come to one?
What kind of party?
Oh, it's a magical event. All the best people are going to be there. And we've heard about you.
Does anybody in Finzon look... Like, would I have seen people dressed like this in Finzon when I was walking around in the first time we went to the city?
Yeah, it's like pretty
still niche, but
not bare bones. It's like warm weather clothing. It's definitely more. One is clearly, I would describe, a goth, and the other like a prep.
Yeah.
But those aren't concepts that exist in this world.
Yeah, I think when he hears magical, he's like, "What kind of magic?"
The shorter goth one says, it's a figure of speech.
Of course, because that's, yeah.
But not as magical as you. I hear that you do all sorts of things.
I think he'll, yeah, he does a little, he has a little blush. He looks a little bashful. And he goes, yeah, well, it's nothing. When's the party?
Couple days. You know, you being there would really bring attention to the venue.
And what's the venue?
Oh, it's the home of V&V.
Right. Okay, what... Can I bring my friends?
Bring anyone you want, sweetie. As long as you're there. Oh, and make sure to wear something nice.
You're
gonna have some fans or whatever.
Yeah. He probably looks a bit embarrassed at that, because I'm pretty sure he probably has, like, two outfits, but,
yeah, the long sleeve and the short sleeve.
Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, okay, thank you for, nice to meet you. You're V and you're...
Nice to meet you.
You're V? Yeah? So, nice to meet you, V.
Beatrice. Nice to
meet you. Beatrice, shut up.
Thank you for nice to meet you. And the other one says, and I'm V-Anne.
Yeah.
Remember our names. Argus. Okay.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Argus.
Your name sounds good on the tongue. I'll see you there.
Yeah. I have to
and
go.
And, like, as she is passing, she just, like, I imagine your hands are full. She just, like, hand on your chest, like, put something there. Like, you know when someone just, like, hands someone to someone, but they mm-hmm. don't, and it just drops?
Yeah.
Like, actually, I don't even think it drops. Just, like, tucks it into your shirt.
Ugh. There you go.
And then, like, leans down and whispers into your ear. Because, again, she's the tall one. She's, like, 6 foot something. And you're, like, what? You're very short, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just, like, leans down to your ear and, like, very, 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 like, quietly into your ear says, I would like to see you in whatever the nicest outfit you have is. See you.
eyes wide. And walks off.
Vian rolls her eyes and walks off too.
And he stands there for a minute and then just walks off in some random direction, forgetting what he was doing before.
Not even the same one.
Yeah. He doesn't remember what he was doing. Shopping montage to come to get an outfit. We'll figure it out.
Oh my god.
You know he's going straight to Anya. He's like, please.